The Luminous 100. Luminous Sacred Numerology by Amanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Luminous Lila. Sacred Numerology as Divine Play. Voice. Ava. Generated from the prompt, Luminous Sacred Numerology, the sacred meaning woven through number.
Contents.
1. The first number, awakening to the language of the universe. 2. Cosmic symphonies, numbers in the dance of reality. 3. Divine playgrounds, evolutionary intelligence, and the sacred game. 4. Healing through the apertures, numerology as sacred alchemy. 5. The enchanted path, transforming consciousness through numbers. 6. Sacred rhythms in daily life, weaving magic into the ordinary. 7. Ascension through luminosity, mastery, and the radiant self. The first number, awakening to the language of the universe. Tuning fork. Haiku. One breath, one step light. Universe hums through my bones. Language of light begins.
Guat.
Number is the secret by which heaven and earth are made. Pythagoras, citation needed. Verify attribution or context. Parable. The Weaver's Loom. Once, in a village nestled between two rivers, there lived a weaver named Lila. She was known for her tapestries, which were not merely cloth but living stories, woven with threads that seemed to shimmer under the moonlight. The villagers would gather around her loom, mesmerized by how she could bring scenes from nature and myth to life with just her hands and a few simple tools. One day, a traveler arrived in the village. He was a scholar of ancient texts, seeking wisdom beyond what books could offer. He approached Lila's shop and asked, "How do you weave such intricate patterns without a guide?" Lila smiled and replied, "I don't weave alone. The threads choose me as much as I choose them. Sometimes they dance on their own, and all I do is let them lead." Intrigued, the scholar asked to see her work in progress. He watched as Lila began to weave a new tapestry. At first, it seemed chaotic, the threads tangled and twisted in no discernible pattern. But then, something shifted. The threads began to align on their own, forming shapes that seemed to emerge from nowhere. As the scholar watched, he realized that Lila wasn't pulling the strings. She was listening to them, adjusting ever so slightly when they vibrated with a particular rhythm. "How do you know when to adjust?" the scholar asked, puzzled. Lila chuckled and said, "I don't know. The loom knows. I just follow." The scholar spent days observing Lila, and he noticed that she would pause every now and then, her hands still for a moment, as if she were listening not with her ears, but with something deeper, perhaps her soul. When she resumed weaving, the tapestry would shift subtly, as if responding to an unspoken command. One evening, as the sun set, Lila invited the scholar to join her by the loom one last time. She began to weave without speaking, her fingers moving with a grace that seemed almost supernatural. The threads wove themselves into a pattern so complex and beautiful that it took the scholar. "Okay, I'm about to write a chapter for a book called Luminous Lila, Sacred Numerology as Divine Play." The chapter is titled The First Number, Awakening to the Language of the Universe. It's part of a larger work that teaches luminous sacred numerology, the sacred meaning woven through number. First, I need to understand the structure and requirements for this chapter. The instructions mention several movements that should be included in order. 1. Tuning fork, one original life-uplifting haiku and one attributed profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition for a term related to luminous numerology. 5. Three appreciative questions, one at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that are like atoms traveling through the text. 8. Three exercises, building in strength over time, accessible, deepening, advanced. 9. Citations. Real sources. Mark where a source must be added later, but do not fabricate citations. I need to ensure that this chapter is a complete holon on its own and also fits within the larger book. It should be centered around Lila, which represents divine play and evolutionary intelligence, and align with complexity science concepts like self-organization and dissipative structures. Let's break it down step by step. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I need to write an original haiku that uplifts life. It should capture the essence of awakening to the language of the universe. Quote, find or attribute a profound quote related to numerology, divine play, or the language of the universe. 2. Parable. A story that subtly teaches the concept without being didactic. It could involve numbers in a meaningful way, perhaps with elements of divine play or self-organization.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple practices that can be scaled over time. Maybe something like observing patterns in nature or counting blessings. 4. Luminous definition. A definition for a term related to luminous numerology, perhaps luminous number or divine play. 5. 3 appreciative questions. One at the start, maybe something reflective, one searing in the middle, perhaps challenging the reader's perspective, and one at the end, something to ponder or act upon.
6. The body.
The core teaching about Lila, focusing on how numbers are part of a larger divine play and evolutionary intelligence. 7. 7 second sentences. 7 short aphorisms that encapsulate key ideas about luminous numerology, Lila, or the language of the universe. 8. 3 exercises. Start with something simple and accessible, then deepen, and finally an advanced practice. 9. Citations. Ensure to mark where citations are needed, but don't fabricate them. Let me start drafting each section one by one.
Satu tuning fork. Haiku.
Haiku. I think about the essence of awakening to the universe's language. Maybe something like, numbers dance on breath, whispers in the cosmic tide. First number awakes, but I need to ensure it uplifts life and feels profound yet simple. Let me try another one. One breath. One step light. Universe hums through my bones. Language of light begins. I think this captures the essence better. It's about the beginning of awareness or awakening to something larger.
Good.
I need a profound quote related to numerology or divine play. Perhaps from a mystic or a scientist. Maybe something like, the universe is written in the language of mathematics. Galileo Galilei. But that's more about mathematics. Maybe something more mystical, like, number is the secret by which heaven and earth are made. Pythagoras. Yes, that feels more aligned with sacred numerology. 2. Parable. I need a story that subtly teaches the concept without asserting it directly. It could involve numbers, perhaps a journey or an experience where numbers reveal something profound. Title. The Weaver's Loom. Once, in a village nestled between two rivers, there lived a weaver named Lila. She was known for her tapestries, which were not merely cloth but living stories, woven with threads that seemed to shimmer under the moonlight. The villagers would gather around her loom, mesmerized by how she could bring scenes from nature and myth to life with just her hands and a few simple tools. One day, a traveler arrived in the village. He was a scholar of ancient texts, seeking wisdom beyond what books could offer. He approached Lila's shop and asked, "How do you weave such intricate patterns without a guide?" Lila smiled and replied, "I don't weave alone. The threads choose me as much as I choose them. Sometimes they dance on their own, and all I do is let them lead." Intrigued, the scholar asked to see her work in progress. He watched as Lila began to weave a new tapestry. At first, it seemed chaotic, the threads tangled and twisted in no discernible pattern. But then, something shifted. The threads began to align on their own, forming shapes that seemed to emerge from nowhere. As the scholar watched, he realized that Lila wasn't pulling the strings, She was listening to them, adjusting ever so slightly when they vibrated with a particular rhythm. How do you know when to adjust? The scholar asked, puzzled. Lila chuckled and said, I don't know. The loom knows. I just follow. The scholar spent days observing Lila, and he noticed that she would pause every now and then, her hands still for a moment, as if she were listening not with her ears, but with something deeper, perhaps her soul. When she resumed weaving, the tapestry would shift subtly, as if responding to an unspoken command. One evening, as the sun set, Lila invited the scholar to join her by the loom one last time. She began to weave without speaking, her fingers moving with a grace that seemed almost supernatural. The threads wove themselves into a pattern so complex and beautiful that it took the scholar's breath away. When he asked how she had done it, Lila simply said, "The first thread is always the hardest. But once you find it, the rest fall into place." The scholar left the village with more questions than answers, but his heart carried a new understanding that sometimes the language of the universe speaks in silence, and all we need to do is listen. This parable subtly teaches that numbers, or patterns, have their own intelligence, and our role is to align with them rather than control them. It also hints at divine play. Lila isn't forcing anything. She's allowing the threads, numbers/patterns, to guide her.
3. Structure et technique.
This section should offer simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something like, begin with the breath, counting breaths or observing patterns in breathing. Number walks, walking while counting steps or noticing numbers in the environment. Pattern journaling, writing down patterns observed in nature or daily life. But I need to make it more concrete and scalable. Perhaps. Structure and technique. The three threads of practice. 1. The first step, accessible. Start by observing the number 1 in your daily life. Notice how it appears. On clock faces, license plates, the number of times you blink in a minute. Allow yourself to see it not just as a symbol, but as a living presence. 2. The middle path, deepening. Begin to weave counting into your movements. Count your steps when walking, your breaths when meditating. Notice how the rhythm of numbers emerges naturally in your actions, as if they are guiding you. 3. The full tapestry, advanced. Extend this practice to patterns in nature or synchronicities. Keep a journal where you record recurring numbers and reflect on their meanings. Over time, you'll begin to see how these numbers form a language all their own, one that speaks to you in subtle but profound ways. This scales from simple observation to deeper integration with patterns and synchronicity. 4. Luminous definition. I need to define a term related to luminous numerology. Maybe luminous number or divine play. Let's go with luminous definition. Divine play. Divine play. The dynamic, self-organizing dance of numbers and energy that reveals itself when we align with the universe's intelligence rather than force meaning upon it. It is the space where structure and chaos meet in sacred balance, allowing us to perceive the hidden language woven through all things. 5. Three appreciative questions. Start. What if the numbers that surround you are not random but whispers from a larger intelligence? Middle. Searing, are you trying to control the thread, or are you willing to let it weave itself? And how might your life change if you treated every number you encountered as a message from the universe? 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila. This is where I dive deeper into Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence, and how numbers are part of this dance. The body, awakening to Lila's dance. Lila is not just a name. It is the essence of divine play, the third factor in emergent systems, the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It is the playful intelligence that organizes itself through patterns, numbers, and synchronicities when we stop trying to force meaning and instead allow ourselves to be guided by the universe's wisdom. Think of Lila like a loom. The threads, numbers, patterns are already there, vibrating with their own intelligence. Our role is not to pull them in any particular direction, but to listen, to adjust ever so slightly when they resonate with us. This is not about control, it's about alignment. It's about entering the dance rather than dictating the steps. Numbers are not just symbols, they are living beings in the fabric of reality. The number one, for instance, is the first vibration, the breath of creation, the spark that ignites all possibility. When we awaken to this language, we begin to see that every number carries a frequency, a tone that resonates with our own being if we are attuned. This is where sacred numerology meets evolutionary intelligence. It's not about memorizing meanings or forcing patterns, but about opening ourselves to the natural flow of numbers, allowing them to guide us in ways that feel both profound and effortless. Lila is the space between thought and form, the play that gives rise to structure, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are one and the same. 7 7-7-second sentences. These should be short, punchy aphorisms that capture key ideas. 1. Numbers breathe. Listen to their rhythm. 2. Lila dances where control ends and play begins. 3. The universe speaks in patterns. Are you learning its language? 4. 1 is the spark. Let it ignite your world. 5. Divine play is not random. It's the self-organizing wisdom of reality. 6. Adjust, don't force. The thread will find its way. 7. Sacred numerology is the art of seeing with the soul. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time. 1. Accessible. The number one awakening. For 1 week, notice every instance of the number one that appears in your life, on clocks, license plates, receipts, etc. At the end of the week, reflect on any patterns or synchronicities you observed. Did certain numbers appear more frequently? How did it feel to pay attention? 2. Deepening, weaving with breath and step. Practice counting your breaths for 1 minute each day. Notice how the rhythm emerges naturally. Then, extend this to walking. Count your steps as you move through space. Over time, notice if the numbers or rhythms begin to shift in meaningful ways. 3. Advanced, the tapestry journal. Begin a journal where you record not just numbers, but the emotions, thoughts, and synchronicities that arise when you encounter them. Look for recurring patterns or themes. Over months, you may begin to see how these form a narrative, a language of your own life, woven by Lila. 9. Citations. I need to ensure that any claims or quotes are properly attributed or marked where citations are needed. For example, the concept of divine play as the third factor in emergent systems is inspired by complexity science, e.g., self-organization, dissipative structures, but may require citation for specific theories. The idea of numbers as living beings could draw from ancient traditions like Pythagorean numerology or Kabbalah, but I should mark where a source is needed. Let me note. Citation needed. Divine play as the third factor in emergent systems. For the quote about the universe being written in mathematics, I used Galileo, which is accurate. The idea of numbers as living beings could be attributed to Hermetic or Pythagorean traditions, but I'll mark it. Now, let me assemble all these sections into a cohesive chapter. The first number, awakening to the language of the universe. Tuning fork. Haiku. One breath. One step light. Universe hums through my bones. Language of light begins.
Good.
Number is the secret by which heaven and earth are made. Pythagoras, citation needed. Verify attribution or context. Parable. The weaver's loom. Once, in a village nestled between two rivers, there lived a weaver named Lila. She was known for her tapestries, which were not merely cloth but living stories, woven with threads that seemed to shimmer under the moonlight. The villagers would gather around her loom, mesmerized by how she could bring scenes from nature and myth to life with just her hands and a few simple tools. One day, a traveler arrived in the village. He was a scholar of ancient texts, seeking wisdom beyond what books could offer. He approached Lila's shop and asked, "How do you weave such intricate patterns without a guide?" Lila smiled and replied, "I don't weave alone. The threads choose me as much as I choose them. Sometimes they dance on their own, and all I do is let them lead." Intrigued, the scholar asked to see her work in progress. He watched as Lila began to weave a new tapestry. At first, it seemed chaotic, the threads tangled and twisted in no discernible pattern. But then, something shifted. The threads began to align on their own, forming shapes that seemed to emerge from nowhere. As the scholar watched, he realized that Lila wasn't pulling the strings. She was listening to them, adjusting ever so slightly when they vibrated with a particular rhythm. "How do you know when to adjust?" the scholar asked, puzzled. Lila chuckled and said, "I don't know. The loom knows. I just follow." The scholar spent days observing Lila, and he noticed that she would pause every now and then, her hands still for a moment, as if she were listening not with her ears, but with something deeper, perhaps her soul. When she resumed weaving, the tapestry would shift subtly, as if responding to an unspoken command. One evening, as the sun set, Lila invited the scholar to join her by the loom one last time. She began to weave without speaking, her fingers moving with a grace that seemed almost supernatural. The threads wove themselves into a pattern so complex and beautiful that it took the scholar's breath away. When he asked how she had done it, Lila simply said, "The first thread is always the hardest. But once you find it, the rest fall into place." The scholar left the village with more questions than answers, but his heart carried a new understanding that sometimes the language of the universe speaks in silence, and all we need to do is listen. Structure and technique. The three threads of practice. 1. The first step, accessible. Start by observing the number 1 in your daily life. Notice how it appears on clock faces, license plates, the number of times you blink in a minute. Allow yourself to see it not just as a symbol, but as a living presence. 2. The middle path, deepening. Begin to weave counting into your movements. Count your steps when walking, your breaths when meditating. Notice how the rhythm of numbers emerges naturally in your actions, as if they are guiding you. 3. The full tapestry, advanced. Extend this practice to patterns in nature or synchronicities. Keep a journal where you record recurring numbers and reflect on their meanings. Over time, you'll begin to see how these numbers form a language all their own, one that speaks to you in subtle but profound ways. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Divine play. Divine play. The dynamic, self-organizing dance of numbers and energy that reveals itself when we align with the universe's intelligence rather than force meaning upon it. It is the space where structure and chaos meet in sacred balance, allowing us to perceive the hidden language woven through all things. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What if the numbers that surround you are not random, but whispers from a larger intelligence? 2. Are you trying to control the thread, or are you willing to let it weave itself? 3. How might your life change if you treated every number you encountered as a message from the universe? The body, awakening to Lila's dance. Lila is not just a name. It is the essence of divine play, the third factor in emergent systems, the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It is the playful intelligence that organizes itself through patterns, numbers, and synchronicities when we stop trying to force meaning and instead allow ourselves to be guided by the universe's wisdom. Think of Lila like a loom. The threads, numbers, patterns are already there, vibrating with their own intelligence. Our role is not to pull them in any particular direction, but to listen, to adjust ever so slightly when they resonate with us. This is not about control. It's about alignment. It's about entering the dance rather than dictating the steps. Numbers are not just symbols. They are living beings in the fabric of reality. The number 1, for instance, is the first vibration, the breath of creation, the spark that ignites all possibility. When we awaken to this language, we begin to see that every number carries a frequency, a tone that resonates with our own being if we are attuned. This is where sacred numerology meets evolutionary intelligence. It's not about memorizing meanings or forcing patterns, but about opening ourselves to the natural flow of numbers, allowing them to guide us in ways that feel both profound and effortless. Lila is the space between thought and form, the play that gives rise to structure, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are one and the same. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Numbers breathe. Listen to their rhythm. 2. Lila dances where control ends and play begins. 3. The universe speaks in patterns. Are you learning its language? 4. One is the spark. Let it ignite your world. 5. Divine play is not random. It's the self-organizing wisdom of reality. 6. Adjust, don't force. The thread will find its way. 7. Sacred numerology is the art of seeing with the soul. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, the number 1 awakening. For 1 week, notice every instance of the number 1 that appears in your life, on clocks, license plates, receipts, etc. At the end of the week, reflect on any patterns or synchronicities you observed. Did certain numbers appear more frequently? How did it feel to pay attention? 2. Deepening, weaving with breath and step. Practice counting your breaths for 1 minute each day. Notice how the rhythm emerges naturally. Then extend this to walking. Count your steps as you move through space. Over time, notice if the numbers or rhythms begin to shift in meaningful ways. 3. Advanced, the tapestry journal. Begin a journal where you record not just numbers, but the emotions, thoughts, and synchronicities that arise when you encounter them. Look for recurring patterns or themes. Over months, you may begin to see how these form a narrative, a language of your own life, woven by Lila. Citations. Citation needed. Divine play as the third factor in emergent systems. Citation needed. Numbers as living beings in Hermetic or Pythagorean traditions. Cosmic symphonies. Numbers in the dance of reality. Tuning fork. Haiku. Numbers whisper soft. Lila dances on cosmic strings. Reality sings home.
What?
Number is the secret by which nature intended to be understood. Pythagoras, citation needed. Verify attribution. Parable. The weaver and the loom of fate. In a village nestled between rolling hills, there lived a weaver named Elira. She was known for her intricate tapestries, each thread woven with precision, each pattern telling a story without words. One day, while working on a... Okay, I'm writing chapter 2 of Luminous Lila, Sacred Numerology as Divine Play. The title is Cosmic Symphonies, Numbers in the Dance of Reality. This is part of a book that teaches luminous sacred numerology, which is about the sacred meaning woven through numbers. The chapter needs to be a complete whole-on, meaning it should stand alone but also fit within the larger structure of the book. It needs to follow a specific structure with several movements. Let me break this down. 1. Tuning fork, one original life-uplifting haiku and one attributed profound quote. The haiku should be uplifting, perhaps evoking the sense of play or divine intelligence. The quote should be profound and relevant to the theme. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should hint at the deeper meaning without spelling it out. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical applications of the concepts discussed. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition related to luminous numerology. Maybe something about numbers or divine play. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1 at the start, 1 searing in the middle, and 1 at the end. These should provoke thought and reflection. 6. The body. The actual teaching, centered on Lila, divine play. This is the core of the chapter, where we delve into the main ideas. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms that encapsulate the essence of the chapter in very short, memorable statements. 8. 3 exercises. 1 accessible, beginner level. 1 deepening, intermediate level. 1 advanced, more complex or challenging. 9 citations, real sources where possible. Mark, citation needed. Claim for claims that need sourcing later. Let me start with the tuning fork section. Tuning fork. Haiku. It should capture the essence of divine play and numerology. Maybe something about numbers dancing or the universe playing. Example. Numbers whisper soft. Lila dances on cosmic strings. Reality sings home. Quote, I need a profound quote that resonates with the theme. Maybe from a mystic, scientist, or poet. Example, a quote about numbers or patterns in nature. Perhaps from Pythagoras or a modern physicist like Fritjof Capra. Okay, next is the parable. It should be a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It could involve characters experiencing numbers in their lives, perhaps in a magical or symbolic way. Maybe a story about a person who starts noticing patterns in nature and realizes they are part of a larger cosmic dance.
Structure et technique.
This should be practical applications. Maybe something like observing patterns in daily life, journaling with numbers, or creating visual representations of numbers. Luminous definition. A definition related to luminous numerology. Perhaps divine play or sacred number. Let's say, luminous definition, cosmic symphony, the harmonious interplay of numbers that orchestrates the dance of reality, revealing the hidden music of existence. Three appreciative questions. 1. Opening question to set the tone. What if the numbers around you are not random but whispers from the universe's symphony? 2. Searing middle question to provoke deeper thought. Are you listening or just going through the motions of life? Deaf to the cosmic dance? 3. Closing question for reflection. How might your life change if you saw the numbers in every moment as invitations to play with the divine? The body. This is where we delve into the main teaching about Lila and how it relates to numbers and reality. It should be centered on the idea that healing comes from aligning with real complexity science, not just positive thinking. 7 7-second sentences. Short, punchy aphorisms. 1. Numbers are the dance steps of the cosmos. 2. Lila plays where form and chaos waltz. 3. Healing is not an act. It's an aperture. 4. Every tradition mirrors your own divine play. 5. Clearing apertures lets in cosmic laughter. 6. Attractors are not goals, they're rhythms. 7. Reality heals when you stop trying. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Notice patterns or numbers that catch your eye during the day and reflect on them. 2. Deepening. Create a personal numerology chart based on significant dates in your life, birth, events, and observe patterns. 3. Advanced. Design a cosmic symphony, using numbers to represent different aspects of your life. Meditate on it daily. Citations. I'll need to ensure that any claims or quotes are properly sourced or marked where citations are needed. Let me start drafting the chapter based on this outline. Cosmic symphonies. Numbers in the dance of reality. Tuning fork. Haiku. Numbers whisper soft. Lila dances on cosmic strings. Reality sings home.
Quota.
Number is the secret by which nature intended to be understood. Pythagoras, citation needed. Verify attribution. Parable. The weaver and the loom of fate. In a village nestled between rolling hills, there lived a weaver named Elira. She was known for her intricate tapestries, each thread woven with precision, each pattern telling a story without words. One day, while working on a particularly complex design, Elira noticed something strange. The threads she chose seemed to arrange themselves in patterns she had never intended. Numbers appeared in the weave, sequences that mirrored the phases of the moon, the flight paths of birds, even the rhythm of her own heartbeat. At first, she thought it was coincidence. But as the weeks passed, the patterns became more intricate, more deliberate. She began to see numbers everywhere, in the cracks of the stone walls, in the petals of flowers, in the way raindrops fell from the sky. One evening, as she sat by her loom, an old woman appeared at her doorstep. The woman, whose name was Leora, carried a small wooden box adorned with symbols Elira had never seen before. You've been seeing the dance of numbers, Leora said, her voice like the rustling of leaves. But have you listened to the music? Alira shook her head, confused. Leora smiled. Numbers are not just threads, Alira. They are the symphony that binds all things. When you weave with intention, you join the cosmic dance. But when you listen, the universe answers. With that, Leora placed the box in Alira's hands and vanished. Inside the box were small stones, each inscribed with a single number. Alira picked one up, a 7, and suddenly, she saw her life anew. The 7 years she had spent learning to weave, the 7 siblings she had lost, the 7 times she had fallen and risen again. From that day on, Alira wove not just tapestries, but symphonies. Her hands moved with a grace she had never known, guided by a rhythm deeper than her own heartbeat. And as she wove, she realized that every thread, every number, was part of something far greater, a dance so ancient and vast that it included all of existence. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. 1. Daily number observations. Start each day by noting one number you encounter, perhaps on a clock, license plate, or receipt. Reflect on its significance without overanalyzing. Over time, patterns will emerge, revealing the hidden symphony around you. 2. Journaling with numbers. Keep a journal where you assign numbers to different aspects of your life, e.g., 1 for work, 2 for relationships. At the end of each week, look back and see how these numbers interact, forming their own language and meaning. 3. Creating a personal numerology chart. Map out significant dates in your life, birthday, major events, and calculate the numerological significance of those dates. Observe how they align or create patterns that reflect your journey. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, cosmic symphony, the harmonious interplay of numbers that orchestrates the dance of reality, revealing the hidden music of existence. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What if the numbers around you are not random but whispers from the universe's symphony? 2. Are you listening or just going through the motions of life, deaf to the cosmic dance? 3. How might your life change if you saw the numbers in every moment as invitations to play with the divine? The body, Lila, and the language of numbers. Lila is not merely a game. It is the essence of evolutionary intelligence, the 3rd factor in emergent systems that people mistakenly call the law of attraction. This law is often misunderstood as a tool for manifestation, but true Lila goes deeper. It is the playful engagement with the complexity of reality itself. Numbers are the building blocks of this complexity. They appear in nature, the Fibonacci sequence in shells, the golden ratio in flowers, in science, quantum numbers, prime numbers, and in our lives, dates, patterns, cycles. These numbers are not arbitrary. They are part of a cosmic symphony that underlies all existence. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where form dissolves and the cosmic and the ridiculous become one. Every tradition, from ancient numerology to modern science, mirrors this truth. The work is not about asserting control over numbers or reality. It is about clearing apertures, allowing Lila to play through you. This play is not chaos, but a structured dance, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, all terms that describe how complexity emerges from simplicity. Attractors in this context are not goals to be achieved, but rhythms to be danced with. When you align with these rhythms, healing happens effortlessly as reality responds to your resonance. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Numbers are the dance steps of the cosmos. 2. Lila plays where form and chaos waltz. 3. Healing is not an act. It's an aperture. 4. Every tradition mirrors your own divine play. 5. Clearing apertures lets in cosmic laughter. 6. Attractors are not goals, they're rhythms. 7. Reality heals when you stop trying. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The number scan. Daily practice, 5 minutes. Take a walk and observe numbers around you, clocks, license plates, building numbers. At the end of the day, jot down one number that stood out and reflect on its possible significance without overthinking. Purpose. Train your eyes to see numbers as part of the cosmic symphony, not just random data. 2. Deepening. The weekly numerology check-in. Weekly practice, 15 minutes. Choose a significant date in your life, e.g., birth date, a major event, and calculate its numerological value. Create a simple chart with numbers representing different aspects of your life, e.g., work, relationships, health. Reflect on how these numbers interact over time. Do you see patterns? Synchronicities? Purpose. Deepen your connection to personal and cosmic numerology, observing how your life's narrative unfolds in numbers. 3. Advanced. Designing your cosmic symphony. Monthly practice, 30 minutes. Create a visual representation of your life using numbers. Assign specific numbers to different areas, e.g., 7 for spirituality, 4 for stability. Meditate on this design daily, focusing on how the numbers interact and shift. Over time, refine your symphony based on insights gained from synchronicities and patterns. Purpose: advanced integration of numerology into your awareness, allowing you to dance with complexity and see the bigger picture of your life's journey. Citations. 1. Number is the secret by which nature intended to be understood. Pythagoras, citation needed. Verify attribution. 2. For references on self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors, consult works by Ilya Prigozhin, Dissipative Structures. Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, Autopoiesis. Stuart Kaufman, Complexity Science, citation needed. Add specific titles. Citation needed. Claim about healing as a property of reality. Sourced from where? Citation needed. Any claims about ancient traditions and numerology need verification. This chapter stands alone but also fits within the larger narrative of Luminous Lila. It introduces the concept of numbers in the dance of reality, centers on Lila, divine play, and provides practical exercises to engage with this idea. The parable, definitions, and questions invite reflection, while the exercises offer a path to deeper understanding and practice. Let me review if I've hit all the required movements. 1. Tuning fork, haiku plus quote, check. 2. Parable, story that carries teaching without asserting it, check. 3. Structure and technique, practices that scale over time, check. Daily number observations, journaling with numbers, personal numerology chart. 4. Luminous definition, gold box definition, check. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start, middle, end, check. 6. The body, teaching centered on Lila, check. 7. 7 second sentences, aphorisms, check. 8. 3 exercises, accessible, deepening, advanced, check. 9. Citations, real sources or marked for needed citations, partially addressed, need to verify quotes and add more precise citations. I think I've covered everything. Let me refine the language and ensure coherence. Cosmic symphonies, numbers in the dance of reality, tuning fork, haiku, numbers whisper soft, Lila dances on cosmic strings, reality sings home.
Good.
Number is the secret by which nature intended to be understood. Pythagoras, citation needed. Verify attribution. Parable, the weaver and the loom of fate. In a village nestled between rolling hills, there lived a weaver named Elira. She was known for her intricate tapestries, each thread woven with precision, each pattern telling a story without words. One day, while working on a particularly complex design, Elira noticed something strange. The threads she chose seemed to arrange themselves in patterns she had never intended. Numbers appeared in the weave, sequences that mirrored the phases of the moon, the flight paths of birds, even the rhythm of her own heartbeat. At first, she thought it was coincidence. But as the weeks passed, the patterns became more intricate, more deliberate. She began to see numbers everywhere, in the cracks of the stone walls, in the petals of flowers, in the way raindrops fell from the sky. One evening, as she sat by her loom, an old woman appeared at her doorstep. The woman, whose name was Leora, carried a small wooden box adorned with symbols Alira had never seen before. "You've been seeing the dance of numbers," Leora said, her voice like the rustling of leaves. "But have you listened to the music?" Alira shook her head, confused. Leora smiled. "Numbers are not just threads, Alira. They are the symphony that binds all things. When you weave with intention, you join the cosmic dance. But when you listen, the universe answers." With that, Leora placed the box in Alira's hands and vanished. Inside the box were small stones, each inscribed with a single number. Alira picked one up, a 7, and suddenly, she saw her life anew. The 7 years she had spent learning to weave, the 7 siblings she had lost, the 7 times she had fallen and risen again. From that day on, Alira wove not just tapestries but symphonies. Her hands moved with a grace she had never known, guided by a rhythm deeper than her own heartbeat. And as she wove, she realized that every thread, every number, was part of something far greater, a dance so ancient and vast that it included all of existence. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. 1. Daily number observations. Start each day by noting one number you encounter, perhaps on a clock, license plate, or receipt. Reflect on its significance without overanalyzing. Over time, patterns will emerge, revealing the hidden symphony around you. Why it works? This practice trains your awareness to see numbers not as random data, but as part of a larger pattern. It's simple and can be done in any setting, making it accessible for beginners. 2. Journaling with numbers. Keep a journal where you assign numbers to different aspects of your life, e.g., 1 for work, 2 for relationships. At the end of each week, look back and see how these numbers interact, forming their own language and meaning. Why it works? This deepens your connection to numerology by making it personal. You'll start to notice how different areas of your life resonate or conflict, much like musical notes in a symphony. 3. Creating a personal numerology chart. Map out significant dates in your life, birthday, major events, and calculate the numerological significance of those dates. Observe how they align or create patterns that reflect your journey. Why it works? This practice helps you see the bigger picture of your life through the lens of numbers. It scales over time as you add more dates and observe how your narrative unfolds. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, cosmic symphony, the harmonious interplay of numbers that orchestrates the dance of reality, revealing the hidden music of existence. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What if the numbers around you are not random but whispers from the universe's symphony? 2. Are you listening or just going through the motions of life, deaf to the cosmic dance? 3. How might your life change if you saw the numbers in every moment as invitations to play with the divine? The body, Lila, and the language of numbers. Lila is not merely a game. It is the essence of evolutionary intelligence, the 3rd factor in emergent systems that people mistakenly call the law of attraction. This law is often misunderstood as a tool for manifestation, but true Lila goes deeper. It is the playful engagement with the complexity of reality itself. Numbers are the building blocks of this complexity. They appear in nature, the Fibonacci sequence in shells, the golden ratio in flowers, in science, quantum numbers, prime numbers, and in our lives, dates, patterns, cycles. These numbers are not arbitrary. They're part of a cosmic symphony that underlies all existence. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where form dissolves and the cosmic and the ridiculous become one. Every tradition, from ancient numerology to modern science, mirrors this truth. The work is not about asserting control over numbers or reality. It is about clearing apertures, allowing Lila to play through you. This play is not chaos, but a structured dance, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, all terms that describe how complexity emerges from simplicity. Attractors in this context are not goals to be achieved, but rhythms to be danced with. When you align with these rhythms, healing happens effortlessly as reality responds to your resonance. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Numbers are the dance steps of the cosmos. 2. Lila plays where form and chaos waltz. 3. Healing is not an act, it's an aperture. 4. Every tradition mirrors your own divine play. 5. Clearing apertures lets in cosmic laughter. 6. Attractors are not goals, they're rhythms. 7. Reality heals when you stop trying. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The number scan. Daily practice, 5 minutes. Take a walk and observe numbers around you, clocks, license plates, building numbers. At the end of the day, jot down one number that stood out and reflect on its possible significance without overthinking. Purpose. Train your eyes to see numbers as part of the cosmic symphony, not just random data. This practice builds awareness and curiosity about the patterns around you. 2. Deepening. The weekly numerology check-in. Weekly practice, 15 minutes. Choose a significant date in your life, e.g., birth date, a major event, and calculate its numerological value. Create a simple chart with numbers representing different aspects of your life, e.g., work, relationships, health. Reflect on how these numbers interact over time. Do you see patterns? Synchronicities? Purpose. Deepen your connection to personal and cosmic numerology by making it a regular practice. Over time, you'll start to see how your life's narrative unfolds in numbers. 3. Advanced. Designing your cosmic symphony. Monthly practice, 30 minutes. Create a visual representation of your life using numbers. Assign specific numbers to different areas, e.g., 7 for spirituality, 4 for stability. Meditate on this design daily, focusing on how the numbers interact and shift. Over time, refine your symphony based on insights gained from synchronicities and patterns. Purpose: advanced integration of numerology into your awareness. This exercise helps you see the bigger picture of your life's journey and dance with complexity. Citations. 1. Number is the secret by which nature intended to be understood. Pythagoras, citation needed. Verify attribution. 2. For references on self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors, consult works by Ilya Prigogine, Dissipative Structures. Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, Autopoiesis. Stuart Kaufman, Complexity Science. Citation needed. Add specific titles. 3. Citation needed. Claim about healing as a property of reality. Sourced from where? 4. Citation needed. Any claims about ancient traditions and numerology. Need verification. This chapter is now complete, following all the required movements while maintaining coherence and depth. It invites readers to see numbers not just as symbols, but as part of a living, breathing cosmic symphony, guided by Lila's playful intelligence. The exercises provide a path from simple observation to deeper integration, making it both accessible and profound. Would you like any refinements or additional elements? Divine Playgrounds, Evolutionary Intelligence, and the Sacred Game. Tuning Fork, Haiku. Numbers dance on breath, whispering secrets to the soul. Lila's Sacred Game.
Good.
Play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein. Note, verification needed for attribution. Consider replacing with a more verified source, such as a mystic or a scientist known for work on play and evolution. Parable, The Old Woman and the Sacred Game. Once upon a time, in a village nestled between ancient mountains and winding rivers, there lived an old woman named Lila. She was known for her quiet wisdom, her ability to see patterns where others saw chaos. The villagers would come to her with questions about life's mysteries, why things happened as they did, why some paths led to joy while others led to sorrow. One day, a young scholar arrived in the village, his mind heavy with books and theories about the universe. He sought answers from Lila, asking her to explain the design of the cosmos, the meaning behind numbers, and how one could understand their purpose in life. Lila listened silently, then took him by the hand and led him to a meadow where wildflowers swayed gently in the breeze. There, she pointed to the wind, the way it danced and swirled in invisible patterns. "Look," she said softly. "The wind plays with itself, creating shapes without thought or purpose. It does not worry about being perfect. It simply is." The scholar frowned, still expecting deep wisdom, but Lila smiled mischievously. She picked up a smooth stone from the ground and tossed it into the air, watching as it spun and fell. "Now," she said, "try to catch me as I skip these stones across the river." And with that, she began to play, her hands moving in rhythm, her laughter filling the air like bells. The scholar stood frozen for a moment, then joined her. As he tried to mimic her movements, he realized something strange. His mind, usually so focused on logic and reason, had loosened its grip. He laughed as the stones splashed into the water, not because he was skilled, but because the act of playing itself brought joy. Lila watched him with kind eyes. "You see," she said gently, "the universe speaks in patterns, in numbers, in play. But you must be ready to play before you can hear its song." The scholar looked at her, his mind swirling with questions, but for the first time, he felt something deeper, a sense of wonder, of connection. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. Divine play is not just a concept, it's a practice. Here are simple yet profound ways to engage with it, designed to deepen your experience over time. 1. Beginner. Sacred breath counting. For 7 seconds, the number of breath, the sacred number. Focus on your breathing. Notice how the air fills your lungs and leaves them. Do this 3 times a day. As you become more comfortable, extend the count to 7, 77, or even 777, observing how your mind and body respond. 2. Intermediate. Numerology in nature. Spend time in nature, observing patterns, leaves, waves, clouds, and assign numbers to them, e.g., the number of petals on a flower, the way branches curve. Keep a journal of these observations, noting any synchronicities or messages that emerge. 3. Advanced. Divine Play Journal. Create a personal numerology chart where you track numbers appearing in your life over a week, dates, times, license plates, etc. Look for patterns or messages and reflect on how they might relate to your life's path. Over time, this practice will reveal how the universe plays with you, guiding you through divine synchronicity. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Divine play, the sacred interaction between the self and the universe through numbers, where evolution manifests as joyful discovery rather than struggle.